What's up, Deuterinos? Welcome back once again to another episode of the Game Addicts Podcast, a show where we do all that kind of stuff. Modern retro video games, all that kind of stuff. Look who's back. It's Mike. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Welcome back to the show once again, my friend. You were just on a little while ago when we talked about FF7 for 3 hours.
And it was too short.
Yeah, we actually left stuff out. That's
the most hilarious. Like a large section out. But, you know, we digress.
Yeah. What was awesome about that is that since we were on quarantine, we actually didn't have a lot of time to actually talk about it with each other. So a lot of the first time, well, we talked about it way too much in text, like just a little bit beforehand. Otherwise, it would have been longer. But
well, we had like a 2 hour text battle.
I know. But today's episode worked in our favor also today. Not that we would have worked together anyways, but
you're right.
Yeah, right. So PS5 reveal event has finally happened, finally taken place, and we know what it looks like now, and we're going to get to that.
You tell me when I could just go. Yeah. I'm pulling a Tyler.
I will. But, of course, we had about an hour-long event with a lot of games. A lot of games. The thing is that, you know, not all of them were big games, which here's the thing. I actually agree with that because due to everything with quarantine, with COVID, big games are probably going to be a little delayed. Right. We got to see a lot, and it really put a shine and a spotlight on smaller developers, which, to be honest, in the digital age where everybody and every publisher can have their own big thing at any time, their digital event, and have a good time with it and get their brand and get their games out there. For smaller developers to be able to kind of piggyback off of big guys like Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo, really good for them because it puts spotlight on games that may not get a lot of time. And we got quite a few of those in this, and some of them did pique my interest. Some of them didn't. There was even a good long stretch of like, man, or like, we've had a long run here. When are we going to get a big heavy hitter? Because I was telling you the other day that there was rumors, a big long rumor list, and I didn't even entertain the idea because I'm like, I don't want to be let down. But what did you think of the list of games that were shown?
I am pulling them up right now as we speak because I... how are we going to go down the list here as they were...
The list I have is mostly in order. I want to say they are. Other than,
I have it in order if you want me to
because
send
they
link.
Started. They started with GTA 5 and enhanced, which is
why. Why not? Because top selling game. Period.
Yeah.
Why not put it on PS5?
Yeah.
Just to have it again. Well, when it was going through the reveal, I was like, fast forward.
Yeah.
And I fast forward and then I saw it's like enhanced. I was like, all right, let me back up to the enhanced part. But okay. I thought that some of them were good. I also noticed, as you noticed, because you are way better at attention to detail than I am, no official launch titles.
Only one.
Not official. It just says coming holiday 2020. So, it did not say launch title.
Yeah, yeah. I assume the one that we got is going to be a launch title.
The 2K?
Well, okay, yes. I was talking Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
which we don't know if it's a game or DLC.
It looks
like an own game.
We do.
Did you know?
We now know, thanks to today, which you'd have known if you'd have come to work today, my friend. We would have talked about it.
No, we wouldn't have. I would have been in Sealer 1-5.
I would have ate lunch with you.
It's true.
Because you weren't there, I didn't eat. I didn't eat lunch up there. I went to the cafeteria, sat there, and ate. And I bought somebody's cheeseburger behind me. So, because there was a long line of people, because you know we had the social distance, right? You know, you got they got spots, and there's a lot of people down there. And some dude let me go ahead of him, and I thought that was really nice of him. You know, he's out in Trim Shop, and all he had was a cheeseburger, and I'm buying like my drink and my extra additive dessert to my lunch that I don't need. And I said, buddy, is that all you got? He said, yeah. So I bought a cheeseburger. Pay it forward.
Awesome. Anyway, so let's skip the Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Hold on. I want to say one thing really quick. It makes sense that they would do it if they're not ready for 6 yet and won't be ready for a couple of years. Number two, people, that's a really big online money grabber, and people still play it. So why wouldn't you? Also, PS Plus players get online for free.
Yes.
And if you're playing it currently on PS4, if you're a Plus, which you have to be a Plus member, but you'll get $1 million every single month until it launches. And I don't know. Was that it?
And I don't know.
Well, I mean, it just makes sense. It just makes total sense to me.
Right. Right.
But yeah, let's skip over that one because there's really not much else to say.
Right. The biggest one, Miles Morales.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and tell me what information I do not know.
Well, it is a standalone game. It will not be DLC for PS4 or the Spider-Man PS4. It is kind of like The Last of Us. Oh, Last of Us, I'm sorry. Uncharted Lost Legacy. How it is its own game, but it's not a full blown sequel. You know what I mean?
Right.
So think expansion, but like an 8-hour expansion or a 10-hour expansion instead of just a 20-hour, 30-hour game like Spider-Man was. My neighbor is really mowing right now. Are you kidding me?
I can't hear him.
Well, good.
Question is, can you hear him on Streamlabs?
I don't know. I kind of thought I saw...
The constant squiggly wiggly.
I can't tell if that's just, I don't know. Anyway, guys, if you hear him mower, I can't go out there and yell at him. Like, will you stop that? I'm doing a podcast about video games. It's important.
Yeah, especially if it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't be mad, man.
No.
No, I can't be mad. Anywho, Miles
Morales. No, I'm pumped because here's what I think. I think, you know, with that news that it's going to be a standalone game, because obviously, since it wasn't figured into DLC, I'm thinking that they started working on this right after, and this is like our story with Miles, just him getting used to the ropes, doing his thing, us learning his sort of beginning part of him becoming a hero. And then when we go to the next Spider-Man game, you're going to be able to switch back and forth between him and Peter.
Question is as we saw in the trailer, he has a new unique ability.
That is one of his powers from the comic books, I guess.
It is. But I'm saying that Miles has his own unique ability outside of Speedy.
He has his own skill set, which is going to be really neat because that means he's going to play differently compared to Peter. And
it looks like he's very agile, but mm-hmm. also I don't remember what they call it in the comic books, like what his power is with his hands.
I don't know either.
But it's going to be fun to play with him.
What I'm looking forward to is just getting into his story, because what it will allow, it'll tell us a story from Miles' perspectives completely, because when it goes to the next sequel, to the big sequel, Spider-Man 2, whatever they're going to call it, what is one thing that ties both Peter and Miles together? And that's Osborn. They're connected because Osborn was trying to replicate Peter's powers, and because of that, Miles gets bitten and he gets superpowers.
Right. But in the game, they're also linked by Aunt May.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I was just thinking as far as who the antagonist is going to be in the next game.
Spoilers was.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, no. I'm super excited for that. I'm definitely going to pick that up day one. I don't care how, if it's just an eight-hour thing, because that Spider-Man game was awesome. And I'm definitely going to pick it up.
Did they officially say how long it's going to be?
No, but I'm just... Based off what the news article that came out that said it's a standalone expansion-esque type thing, where it's like it's its own thing, but it's not a full-blown sequel. I'm just going off what I did with, because I didn't play Lost Legacy until November this last year for Uncharted, and it was about an 8 to 10 hour thing, depending on how quick you were and how much you wanted to go around and look at stuff and collect.
It'd be
stuff.
Nice if it wasn't, you know, really high price, like $20.
I want to say Lost Legacy was about $40, so I would imagine it like about $40.
Oh, wait, so it drops. Yeah, but anyways. So
I will get it because I'm getting a 5 at launch if I can help it, and I want to. If this is going to be a 5 launch title, I want to see what it's going to do.
They have, what is it, four or five months. Mm-hmm. They've got me intrigued on a couple of games. The problem is, when?
Yeah, we don't have a release date for a lot of games.
Because the next... one.
As soon as I saw it, As soon as I saw it, I knew you were going, son of a bitch.
I did, and that would be Gran Turismo 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, from what I gathered from him, and being a fan and being on the message boards, he said, "I think fans will be happy they're getting what they want." So that means we've got campaign mode. Back from Gran Turismo 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all wanted.
Yeah.
The online stuff's cool, but don't make the whole game online.
Yeah.
Like sport,
yeah.
But give us back our, you've got a Mazda 7? Well, you can soup it up and race it in there, which it looked like they had a car in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's normally not a supercar. But it was a supercar in the supercar class. And I was like, are you teasing me? Are you showing me that, hey, we did it right this time. We didn't make it to where you get a little driver bar and you decide whether how much. And then when you race somebody, it doesn't matter because you reset it. What the fuck is tweaking a car whenever you can't drive it tweaked in a race? That didn't make any damn sense.
Yeah.
Anywho, that one, just saying.
As soon as I saw it, I knew you were cussing. I knew you were over there because, you know, the thing that me and you always talk about is, like, can they entice you enough to get the system? Which I think eventually they will, but maybe not right away. Yes. You know.
But my one number one was if you launch with Gran Turismo 7,
yeah,
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
They didn't give me a release date or reveal date. No. So.
Yeah.
I'm holding my paws on that one.
Yeah.
But the next one.
The next one looked good, bud.
Damn, it looks like a Ratchet & Clank game.
Yeah.
It looks just like a Ratchet & Clank game or Clank game amped up to like 12.
Yeah.
I liked it. It looked fun.
Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart is what the title is. And it's cool because they kind of did that reboot type thing. And then they did that movie that kind of bombed. I own it.
Yeah.
I own it, and we've never watched it. I bought it at Disc Replay.
Speaking of that, quickly, I watched Sonic today.
Yeah. You like it?
I really like it.
Awesome.
I thought it was good. It hit all the – have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
It hit all the things that it should have.
Yeah.
And it touched base on small things quickly. Like, we'll touch base on it real quick. But it basically – he like runs by and he sees chili dogs and he's like, oh, ooh. And grabs a chili dog. And then he literally lights up like chili dog.
Hell yeah.
Right. So then you have, he does like little quips that are perfect quips from the game. Like perfect. So it was really good.
That's awesome.
Go ahead.
After that they showed, I believe it was Square showed Project Athia.
Yes.
Which is looks like it's some sort of action game where you can kind of control the environment.
Different? You can control like where was his which feature, like werewolf, like creatures and flying sections. It looks like she like rooted and I don't know. It looked interesting. It would be some of those things that I would look out for. I'm not like, oh my God, I gotta get this, but I'll watch and see what happens.
Sure.
Next one.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward.
Stray?
Yeah.
That was the one with the robots.
Yeah. And it said R.I.P. humans.
Yep. And all the robots have like the really basic emoji faces, and it's interesting. Again, there was a lot of games in here that were just interesting, but I don't like, they didn't really give you enough about like what kind of gameplay was going to be like. And then by the time the show kind of started going on a little bit, I was just like, oh, okay, what's this, right? Like there was there was one later on that kind of did it to me. I'm like, okay, they didn't really give us much about this at all. Just some visuals. The next one was Returnal. I don't remember that one at all.
It was, what the heck's that game that Bethesda co-released with another one? When you died, you started all over again, but you learn and the environment changed. It was a big deal, and they released a moon expansion for it. Cannot think of the name of it.
Mm.
It's we thought it was something else, and it ended up not being that. Anyways,
I'm drawing a blank.
I'll look it up here real quick, but
Sackboy: A Big Adventure was next, which
right.
I don't think it's going to be like making your own levels, because to me it looked like Little Big Planet, because you can have it to four players, it looked like, meets Mario 3D Land, where you kind of had like the 3D element to the levels instead of just straight side scroller, and it looked fun, for that kind of thing. I like that they're doing something with it, because all of PlayStation's exclusives can't be the teen to M rated stuff. And there's a lot of stuff in PlayStation that is that. And you need stuff that appeals to younger kids. And this is right up that alley. I would love to mess around with that and play that with Kate, my wife. She loves Little Big Planet. And I think it would be cool to play that with her and Wyatt to see how that would go.
Right.
Did you find the game that you were thinking of? Still no?
No, it's...
The next one is funny because you told me, at first I thought you were being legit about Pikmin. I'm like, what? I didn't see no Pikmin. No. And you're like, no, it's that one game with, like, look, like Pikmin, but action. It's Kena, Bridge of Spirits. And I really like the art of that, and it looks interesting. But that's about where I'm at with it. I'm not so sure if that's a get game for me, but I was intrigued. And I don't know about how you feel about that.
I will play it. I liked it. I liked the way it looked, the way it moved and stuff. I really liked it, to be honest.
And the next one, I was really happy to see a new game in this series coming out that's basically in the older style, the original style of this game.
It was Prey. We thought it was Prey.
Oh.
It's Prey. The one where when you die, the DLC was that you were on the moon.
Yeah.
You died. You restarted, but the environment had changed. And the more you die, the more the environment degrades. That is kind of the essential of the Returnal, where as you die, you lose part of yourself. And it makes it harder. It just says that you die, you have to restart. But the more she dies... She states. It doesn't say that.
Oh, that's the one where she's in the ship and she crashes and dies, and it's like a loop. Okay.
It's another game that's in the series, like Deathloop. That we'll get to that one later on. But it's just like Deathloop, except for
the environment changes.
Yeah, it looks like ODT. ODT is an old PS game that was stupid hard. And you thought you beat the game, and you never beat the game because you had to find all the damn keys. And I've never beat the game. I own it. I have always missed one key. Me and my cousin literally spent, like, months trying to beat it every day, and we never beat it. same. It's a hard game. It pisses you off. And now going back and trying to play it, it's so hard to play.
I'm so glad you brought up ODT. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good one from back when.
That game is hard.
Yes.
It was the first one. One of the first games where, like, weapon ammunition is scarce. Anywho. But it looked interesting, but I don't know. It had a feel of, like, it had a feel of ODT with a feel of the new Deathloop game in the Prey that I was talking about. But a feel of Death Stranding.
There's another game on here that kind of I thought was like, wait, what's this? And it wasn't that at all. But the game that I'm excited that they made a new entry for, Oddworld Soulstorm. I thought this was so cool. I love the original two Oddworld games. I never really got into Munch's Odyssey or Stranger's Wrath. But this is like old school Oddworld, and I'm happy they're doing something new with it. Even if it's not a huge release, I'm happy they're doing something with it, and it comes out this year. The next one was also this one. Okay, so there were two games that we got from Bethesda. You already mentioned Deathloop. This one was the other one. These were like the two games that Bethesda thing last year were like the two ones that really had us intrigued.
You missed Goodbye Volcano High.
Did I? It's not on my list.
Yeah.
No.
It's a hand-drawn art style game that's an emotional game set in the end of an era. It will arrive 2021.
Yeah.
It's
not on my list.
It's on. It was there.
Whoever wrote this list missed it. And I'm
on the official site for them. Oh, so
okay.
And you missed ODT or Oddworld. Sorry.
Oddworld. I just mentioned Oddworld.
Yeah, you did.
I'm just talking about.
You're going on Ghostwire, right?
Ghostwire Tokyo. So we finally got to see, I guess, what is a hint of gameplay from it, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening.
It reminds me of the photo game from PS2 where you took pictures.
No, yeah, okay, yeah.
Fatal Frame.
Reminds
me of Fatal Frame.
A little bit of that.
But you don't have to have, like, you know, you just have the
Wah!
Yeah.
It's interesting. I want to see more. Because when they did the original reveal back in Bethesda, I was really intrigued, and now I'm less intrigued, but only because, like, I'm confused.
There are a few things that I did like. So they did the ninja hand signs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the ninjutsu hand signs is, like, his attacks. And I really liked that. That was really cool. But outside of that, I have no desire to see the game or play the game or anything like that.
Up next, our buddy Will is super excited about this one. Godfall.
Jet, you mean?
No, I meant Godfall. Jet's not on this list either.
I have them in order, I'm just saying. So the next one
Jet
is Jet, which was developed by Super Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where it's like it was the Galaxy one.
Yeah.
Where they built a rocket and it shot up.
Yeah.
You didn't know what was going on.
No, I know.
You didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know what was going on.
But that one was there. But then what's going to Godfall? Godfall
looks like a big hack and slasher set in the Olympus, the Greek gods or
yes,
something like that. So interesting. He's super excited about it.
We also missed Destruction All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
That came out. I did not understand that at all. I was like, so is this supposed to be like Rocket League mixed with Twisted Metal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know what was going on either. The game I mentioned earlier where I was like, okay, you didn't really show me much. There's just a few, like some you showed me some graphic art. Was Solar Ash.
Yes.
And I'm just like, okay, what is this game? Like, I don't know.
It looks like a kind of like a Journey style.
Yeah, yes, yes. Thing,
but
yeah.
You don't play with people. Like, I
don't know.
The next one, we knew they were working on it, but it is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
The ending of the Hitman trilogy.
Yeah.
So it's 1, 2, and 3. He said this is going to be the end and he's going to do the highest contract.
Yeah.
So
the new Hitman games are awesome. I played both of them. I've beaten the first one on Xbox One, I'm sure. Yes, because I played on Game Pass. And then the second one, I only played the first episode because it was free, because I wanted to try it. And I dig it because it's old school Hitman, and it's brought up to the new age. It's good.
It
really
good
stuff. You know,
that little small segment we saw playing, mm-hmm, looked good.
The thing is about Hitman, it's kind of an acquired taste, and it's not something that I could just play all the time. It's one of those games where I want to be chill, where I don't want to run around just shooting everything, because that's not how I like to play Hitman. I like to be methodic. I like to figure out.
It's really hard to play Hitman that way.
It is, but it's fun.
You're supposed to be stealthy.
You're supposed to be conniving. You're supposed to like. I remember, and I can't remember which one it is. I think it might be in one of the. I think it was the first game of the newest ones, right?
Oh, the Telltale.
No. It's
made like the Telltale games in segments.
Episodically. But it plays just like the Hitman's, not
yes.
Like Telltale. Anyway, so there's a mission where you have to kill a dude on a military base. He's a pilot. Yeah. So have fun gunning that out, right?
Yeah, you're not going to gun that one out. I like the one where you have to kill the yoga instructor.
That's
where
always
you climb up the one, mm-hmm, and you can literally have her do, like, you can say, hey, I'd like to do yoga out here on the ledge. And she does yoga on the ledge, and you can just kick her off the edge. It's fine.
So what I did was I messed with the dude's jet, and I made the eject seat malfunction. And when he got inside the jet to start his thing, it flung him right into the roof of the
thing, killed him.
Of the hangar, and it killed him. Oh man.
Which is phenomenal. Oh. Because imagine that literally can be stated as a accident. Malfunction in a system, mm-hmm, and the guy died tragically.
Yep.
I love the way that those games are very well thought out, where there's four or five different paths you can take to kill this guy.
Yeah.
And you can directly shoot him.
Yeah, you can run in there, boom, and then just try to run away.
Yeah, but it brings too much heat on you. So the better you accomplish the mission to be, mm-hmm, not as an assassination, the more rep you get.
It's awesome.
Cool. The next one my wife loved.
Astrobot?
Astro Playroom.
Astrobot
she was
Playroom.
Like,
I want to say that game came out on VR, so now they're making a version of it that's out of VR. Yeah.
It's in the Playroom,
yeah,
on PS4. And if you have the VR, it's free.
Yeah.
But it's not that intuitive.
Right.
So this one's much more intuitive.
It kind of reminded me of like the old Banjo-Kazooie games where you just go around, pop around, you know, platform and collect your stuff. So it's cool. I'm down. Little Devil Inside.
That looked interesting.
Yeah.
Because it was like his dreams.
Yes.
I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, right.
But it looked really cool.
NBA 2K21.
Now, I have some stuff to mention about this game. I'm not a basketball fan.
Yep, I'm not.
But you will agree with me on this. The graphics on him looked absolutely astounding in 1080p.
I know.
The freaking droplets had individual reflections. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. This is where we're going with gaming, is photorealism.
I want to see the Gran Turismo 7 done in 4K, because we all know that Gran Turismo takes the PS, every PlayStation they've ever had, and maxes it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally the max that it can do, period, almost every time. Like, Gran Turismo Sport looks absolutely phenomenal compared to every other game except for Spider-Man. Spider-Man's on par. It looks good. Spider-Man looks good. But the detail in the cars, the reflections, everything looks phenomenal. And that segment they showed, especially in the room where he was lifting up the mirrors around, it looked, I don't know what the car was. Somebody out there is going to be like, you idiot, you do know, but I'm not going to say the wrong car. I do know what it is, but I'm not going to be wrong. It pops up with the mirrors and you see the reflection. And then when it showed the driving, you saw the individual lights through the dust. It looked great. But yes, the NBA 2K21 looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
On the graphics.
Yeah, no, I was just... I tried to play NBA 2K...
Whatever.
Number. I tried to play it back when I first got Game Pass again, because you could download it. Because they made Game Pass where you could download all the PS4 games, right? Just like Xbox right. Game Pass. Except... did I say Game Pass originally, or I meant PS Now?
You said Game Pass, but we know what you meant.
I meant PS Now. I got PS Now, and you can download PS4 games like you can on Game Pass, but Game Pass, you can download all of them. On PS Now, you can only download PS4 games, PS3, and maybe PS2 games that are on the store. PS3 games have to be streamed.
I don't know.
But
PS3 has to be streamed, yes, because they do not have a virtual console.
Yeah, I tried playing NBA 2K18 or something like that, and it's funny because I practiced a little bit trying to figure stuff out. I'm like, man, this is kind of hard. Maybe if I go into the campaign thing, it'll like be more intuitive and it'll actually show me what to do. The story is like your dude's a big hotshot high school basketball player, and there's going to be scouts there, and they even have like he has a nickname of like boss or whatever. He's like he's a badass. That's just what everybody calls him. Or I don't know if that was what they called him, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
The game starts and I can't do anything. I'm just throwing the ball, just flying everywhere. So here's this gamer's like, oh man, recruiter, oh it's crazy. I'm gonna go right to the NBA from here. I can't believe it. And then I just like I can't even play basketball.
Can you imagine being a recruiter? Can you imagine in real life being a recruiter and seeing that? Where they will just get up and you're sitting there and you're like, you fucking kidding me? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Peace.
I tried so hard. I'm like, I don't know what. It's like, foul, foul. I'm like, I'm just trying to get the ball. Like, that's not how you play basketball. How do you play basketball?
So this next game.
I wasn't high enough for this.
Yeah, this game.
Me,
I think it's made for those people in legal states. I'm just gonna say that.
Same thing, dude. This shit was. I don't know if you ever watched the movie.
Snacks.
Yeah, Bug Snacks. Have you ever watched the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Yes.
Okay, so the second one, all the food comes alive.
Yes,
and it's creepy as shit. That's what it reminded me of.
This is.
Oh my god.
Some of the stuff was really neat. Like the way they did some of the stuff and the way like they incorporated the food into the creatures, but a little too weird for my taste.
As I said, I wasn't high enough for it. It's made by the guys that made Octodad. And of course that game is out there too. It's like, here's like you're playing as an octopus pretending to be a person and the family doesn't know he's not an octopus.
Yeah.
And
it's wild.
Each one of his legs, you control it with like the L2 and R2, and he's just like, wow.
it's rough.
Ridiculous.
The next game, though, was a surprise to me. And I was watching it, and I was like, wait a minute. This is Dark Souls. This looks like a Dark Souls game. Wait a minute. And then I saw it. Oh, it's Demon's Souls. Holy crap.
I'm pretty sure Tyler, our buddy Tyler, who's on this show a lot.
Had a heart attack?
Yes. A pulmonary. He's like, he was. Have you ever heard the old Adam Sandler, Hot Water Burn Baby?
Oh yeah.
We're like, as a kid, he's taught very specifically, hot water burns baby, and then he's like a grown man, and then he's watching this like National Geographic show, and he starts losing his mind. Hot water burn baby.
Hot water burn baby.
I imagine Tyler's like, fucking. That's
what he does, though. That's what he does.
He was super excited, and I'm not a Souls guy. I can't play them. The farthest that I'm gonna go with you into Souls is what they gave me with Jedi Fallen Order. And while I love that game, there's just aspects about that were Soulsy that I don't like, and I put up with it because it was Star Wars. So for all of you who love Souls, I'm super happy for you guys because this game was exclusive to the PS3. It was the first one, and like literally it's quote exclusive to the PS3 because they were like, hey, you know, let's sign a deal and have other ones. And Sony's like, and then they're like, all right, we're making Dark Souls. And it blew up. And then Sony was like, oh, we should have made it exclusive. So then they did Bloodborne together, and now they're doing Demon's Souls, and I'm super happy for them.
It's awesome. So next one is the one we've already talked about, Deathloop.
This, you know what? This was the other game, as I mentioned, along with Ghostwire, that we were like super interested in, and the style of, like, it's almost like a James Bondy from the 60s stylization of presentation, should I say, like the spy flick. But it's different and interesting.
There's games out there that's just like it that was made, that was produced by Bethesda Studios, but it's in a steampunk. You know what I'm talking about?
The Dishonored.
Yes.
Yeah.
The play style and the way he was doing looked exact. I mean, teleport that looked like it looked just like it, but like Borderlands style.
Yeah, yeah. I think it looks pretty good.
I think it looks good. Also, the little hint of you could be the huntress.
Yeah. You could play as the.
So the question is it going to be co-op where I can hunt your ass?
Sorry.
Damn.
I thought I heard like something outside. I'm like, what is that? Like I don't have my PS4 on it, but I hear a jet engine. it's my neighbor's leaf blower.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell was that? Anyway, did you pick up on what this next game was?
At first, no. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I told her, so I've seen like 7 different fucking like movie monsters in this bitch. Like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden.
Did it get you at the end?
When Chris popped up, I was like.
Okay, so unfortunately, this game had been kind of leaked for me. I had already heard some things about it. We had talked about it a little bit at work. And I started noticing, you know, some things. I'm like, and then I noticed the first person stuff. I'm like, I wonder if, is this RE3? And then there's a flash of the Umbrella logo.
Yep, I did see that.
And I'm like,
and I was literally like this. I was like, what? What? Like, and then shit, like right after that,
this is RE8, because then I'd already seen the logo for Village, where it does the 8, and then it said Village. I'm like, yes, you know. And of course, then with the Chris thing too, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I did catch the flash of the Umbrella Corp, and I was just like, well, but. But it doesn't have werewolves and vampires. And what are we doing here?
So what I like what they're doing is that they're going forward with the story from 7, which I liked a lot more than I ever thought I would. I thought it was pretty damn good. And especially where it doesn't seem like it connects to anything at all, and then all of a sudden it does. Yes. I like that a lot.
Yes.
Because it almost felt like a reboot, but it wasn't, you know? Here it
continues. And they ended it really well.
Yes. Like I was just blown. Like as soon as it was like, boom, this is in universe. I'm like, oh my God, this game just went from here to here for me.
Cause you know, it's a test site.
Yeah.
It literally hits you and you're like, holy shit, this is a test site for the original virus.
Or for like,
or at least like one or alpha beta version of it.
It's like a different thing, but it's like, it's there. It fits. And, you know, there's aspect about this one that gives me RE4 vibes with how they did their presentation with that. So that's kind of cool because that's very hip right now, people wanting an RE4 remake. And what I like about this, Mike, is that they're carrying forward with the gameplay style that they developed brand new for 7. That was a risk for them, and it paid off.
Right.
But what I also like is that just to make all the fans happy, they went ahead and gave us this.
Yes.
The RE2 remake and the RE3 remake.
Yes, and then 3.
Yeah, so it's like.
Which I have yet to play.
Yeah. You know what? Well, fuck, dude, do you want to borrow it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll bring it Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I mean, you got Last of Us on Friday, but you'll beat it by then. It's not very long.
Maybe, because I'll be playing with Joanna. Because she likes to go slow. And you already know, The Last of Us drops, it's game over.
Right.
No matter what.
I beat RE3 in 6 hours.
Oh, okay. Well,
it is pretty short. Was it good? Yes. Short? Also, yes. But also, basically, they really accurately remade not the whole game, because a lot of stuff is different about it, but like how RE3, the original one, was shorter, and like like, hey, you know, like RE2, but this is RE3, but it's shorter. Okay. Yeah, well, they kind of just did that again. It's like, hey, you remember that awesome game we remade last year? We're almost doing that again, but shorter. Anyway, no, I like that they gave us that older style and made us really happy. And it's like, okay, you guys got that. That's cool. But we're going to keep, but doesn't mean that we're not going forward with what we've found that is a different style for us that you guys said that you liked. So cool. I'm very happy. Rumor is, they said 2021. The rumor is January.
Right.
Which is when they've kind of been dropping the REs, other than 3 when it got delayed a little bit. This next one, I don't know if it's the same one on your list, but this is the one where I was like, what the hell is this? Is this another Kojima game? It's not.
Pragmatic.
Pragmata. And it was like,
Mata. Yeah, yeah.
This is weird. I don't know. But they closed it with a heavy hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did.
And we got to see a lot of it.
Horizon 2 Forbidden West. What'd you think, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely what I expected it to be. And it brought in new creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And it also showed that other people had learned the same thing that she had learned,
yep,
to be able to control the beasts.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah, because they were riding them.
They were riding the elephant.
Yeah, and a robot elephant.
That was like souped up.
I know.
It was a mammoth, but it souped up.
Oh, dude, it looked... The original Horizon was one of the best looking. You're like, we've already talked about this. You're like, Gran Turismo, one of the best looking games. Spider-Man, one of the best looking games. Uncharted 4, one of the best looking games. You know, and now, you know, we have like Last of Us. Like FF7 was also up there too. But Last of Us Part 2 is going to be one of the best looking games on the system.
Oh yeah.
And then
it's gonna blow up some PS4s.
It probably will mine. At least my old one. That's why I'm actually not going to stream that. Yeah. I'm gonna play it out in the living room. Anyway,
because it would blow up that your old PS4.
I bet
there's
it would.
No way it wouldn't.
I bet I would hit the X button to launch it and would just go poof. Like it'd be
It'd be kind of cool to watch, but it would also not be cool because your game would be stuck in there.
I know. I'd have to open
it. You'd cry.
Well, first off, I would cry, but then I would remember I know how to open this thing. So,
yeah, great.
So anyway. I think Horizon already is showing us what this new damn system can do visually, and
it looked great.
Damn.
I mean, we got real gameplay, a little bit.
Yeah,
obviously doctored gameplay, but it still looked phenomenal.
So before we move on to the main event, I do have a quick thing to say that according to YouTube's statistics manager, Millie Amand or Amand. The PlayStation 5 reveal was the most watched gaming live stream in YouTube history. It has surpassed all previous console and E3 shows.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So apparently, according to esports charts, the reveal event was broadcast and peaked over 7 million viewers, which is staggering. That includes all of the official streams as well as the restreams from streamers who watch them along with their audiences. The average viewership across the entire broadcast, which includes the hour-long wait at the start, was 4 million for average the entire time.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's including the one-hour wait.
Yes.
Where they do their BS in the beginning.
Well, the wait as in, like, presentation coming soon and people are just talking in chat, you know?
That
part. Anyways, let's hit the old main event because...
You want me to go full fire, or you wanna do your thing and let me go full fire?
You go first.
Uglier than fuck. What is this? I text you this. I'm like, the damn system won't even sit down on its side. It has to be or on its bottom or top, whatever the fuck we want to call it.
Horizontal.
It was horizontal. I want to sit horizontal.
It can.
It can. But at first, your first glance, you look at it and you're like, does that have to be vertical? I don't like this sign. I like the controller. Something we didn't touch on, and I like to pull back a little bit, was mm-hmm. the stuff on the controller and the 3D sound.
Yeah.
3D sound, I don't know if they're saying 3D sound as in if you plug it into the controller that it has 3D sound, which means it'd be like 7.1 with 3D sound.
Sure.
So basically they showed the nuclear bomb or bomb going off and then how the sound would first hit then reverberate off of each tree and it would ping pong back and forth. So you hit like an egg. That was cool. And it's supposed, I'm assuming that it's going to have the same kind of effect like the Nintendo's 3D vibration, whatever it's called. It's called 3D.
Yeah, they had like a special name for it. Like, yeah, like their high def vibration.
High def vibration.
Something like
that. That looked really cool. And I'm anxious to see what that will do. But the console, I do not like the look of the console at all. I get that it's supposed to be futuristic and, you know, like they're really looking, from what I understand, all the specs that's been put out. This system is going to be a game changer, even in the PC world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal because never has a console made a stride before a PC in this type of, in like the type of hardware. So I want to know what it does. I want to watch some of these big guys really run it, break it down, run it through. Because if it's promising what it is, I mean, we're talking about it. It's a game changer for everything. Literally, this could be a game changer.
So I haven't talked to everybody that I'm friends with yet. I do assume I'll be talking with Tyler here very soon. And you are the only person that I've talked to that doesn't like it.
Exactly.
Will loved it.
Of course he did. He likes that weird shit.
We need to get Will on here
with us. I love
you,
Will.
We need to get Will on here with us sometimes and just BS. I think that'd be hilarious. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Just talk shit for the whole
thing. We'll have to put on there a warning.
A disclaimer.
Filter disclaimer. No filter. At all.
No filter. The views of Will Stevens are not shared with the Game Addicts Puck. Anyway, Blaine liked it. Okay, so here's the thing. I was a little surprised, but I wasn't. Because once I saw what it looked like after seeing the controller, I just thought it made sense. So I wasn't surprised. But I was surprised by is that it definitely looks like what you would see in a BS concept art from somebody else.
It looks like a modern work of art, which is great.
It does. So
it definitely
contrasts itself with what the Xbox did with Series X by making it look like Will was like, all they did was take two GameCubes and stack them on top of each other.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He's not wrong.
You're not wrong.
So, and of course, I've seen the jokes about the, like, are you getting the router or the mini fridge? You know,
right?
Xbox or PlayStation,
or the fan. I like the tower.
The tower fan. It does kind of look like a tower fan, doesn't it? Now I don't.
One guy had a PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, and the next one he had a freaking tower fan.
So, like, okay, they definitely broke with the norm with this. Ever since PS2, they've kind of all had some sort of the basic box aesthetic. I mean, the PS3 was the George Foreman grill. It was a little bit more rounded. And then the PS4 went back to that angular, hard edge kind of type deal. I don't hate it. I'm not in love with it. I want to see it in person. I think in person, my opinion will probably be better. What is to note, that we haven't said yet is that they are selling an all digital version.
Yes.
So that,
I think the digital version looks better.
Well, it's more symmetrical.
That's the thing. Is like, yeah, I like symmetry. I like it to be. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that at PS4, all of them, except for the 3, the bump. But
I don't dislike it. I think it's going to look cool. I'm not a big white system guy. In my consoles, my 360, my Star Wars R2-D2 is white and blue because it looks like R2-D2.
Well, the original Xbox 360s were white.
Well, see, in my one, I actually didn't want one of those. So I got the Elite, which was gray.
Right, yeah.
So I like my consoles to kind of be more black or gray. In fact, I have a white Dreamcast. I see it right there. So, like, I really want the Sega
Sports. Is it really white or is it more of a gray?
No, they're white.
Are they white?
Yeah, I want the Sega Sports Dreamcast because guess what? It's black. But I've only ever seen a couple, and I'm not paying the price that they wanted for it. Do I think it's the ugliest console I've ever seen? No. TurboGrafx comes to mind. That's pretty ugly. I know I'm reaching. I'm reaching for some ugly consoles.
Somebody put a Neo Geo next to it. It's Neo Geo.
The Master System's not very appealing. I mean, granted, that's in the 80s.
I just don't like the way that it looks. Like, when you flip it over on its side and put the disc tray down, I assume that's the picture that you sent me, was the disc tray down.
Yeah, the disc tray is on the bottom. Yeah.
If that has a port for air right next to that disc thing, I won't be so upset, because it's actually a really good design to where your air comes in here or out here or whatever.
That is actually a good thing for you to say. I'm glad you said it, because I didn't think about that. Because as you can't see my screen.
You can screen share, though.
I could. Well, no, because how I got to record a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We are over here. I'm not even capturing my webcam anymore, because my webcam is going through Zoom. I'm capturing the screen. So you can't see what's on my screen.
Well, that is bullshit.
So I can't do it. But I've got
a picture. You can send me a mighty little text message.
Well, I will send you a picture that way you can just see what I'm talking about. So I'm glad I actually got that right in the right motion, because I've got the slideshow going on, and then I've actually got a video of the trailer downloaded and playing while we're talking with no audio on. I got no audio. Okay, so we're not getting blown out. But no, how the system is designed, like, and it goes up, those are like massive vents all the way down, like, the front of it, and it's bringing air intake to help cool this thing. While it does look goofy, kind of, because it kind of has like that little flare out. I kind of get
like you're wearing a dress suit.
Yes, with the collar. I get why they did it, because it kind of makes sense. And then they're like, all right, how can we make this look stylish? So I'm kind of on board with it, because it's different. Would I like it in black? Yes. You know, just like
I'd like it in any other color but white. Okay. I'll be honest with you.
So
any other color would be all right.
I'm going to quote Christian Bale after he test drove the Batmobile, the Tumbler, for the first time. It was painted what color? Camouflage. He's like, well, what do you think? Does it come in black? And yep. And so, yes, launch model, if it's only in white, I'll buy it, because I want to get it and I want to try this thing out. I want to have fun with this thing. I'm a Sony pony. I'm a PlayStation guy. I'm going to get it. You know, at some point they're going to release some other colors. And down the line, I'll probably get a second one so I can have a different color. It'd be cool if they came out with, you know, just like they do now, like there's a Last of Us console for Pro that's out right now, that's available for you get the game and the console. You know, cool, but like, why would I buy a PS4 Pro now when there's 5 coming out? But I don't dislike it. That being said, I don't love it. I do want to play that controller. I want to feel that controller. I want to
see the controller very much intrigues me. Triggers. I mean, I bought an Elite Xbox One Elite controller for the adaptive triggers.
Yeah.
And the good thing is like, as we move forward in gaming, Xbox hasn't really changed the controller, because they've added the Elite features into the original controller. Mm-hmm. They've went with the, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And they've approved on it. They've literally left it almost identical. That's good. But I bought the Elite controller for the adaptive triggers, because you can make them triggers or you can make them buttons. I love adaptive like that, because for shooters, people say, oh, that little bit of travel for your finger doesn't matter. Let me tell you what, I can prove to you it does. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I've lost firefights because I've had that on, and then I've had the exact same thing, and it would be fine, and I would win. So.
Yes, and what I do like about the new PS5 controller is that it looks radically different, but at its core, it kind of isn't from what we already have. And I feel like the colors are playing a little bit of trick with you with how it's going to sit in your hand. I feel like it's going to sit in your hand pretty similarly. The shape has changed a little bit, but think about it. You know, when they changed the shape of the Xbox 360 controller to the One, I wasn't happy with it. But then the more that I play with the Xbox One controller, I actually like it better. It's more fluid. It's more smooth, fluid, and maybe that's the way that this one. Because I don't think they want to change the ergonomics, and you know that PlayStation, when they made the 4, they really specifically worked with developers with their controller to change it, but not, you know, they had to radically change it, but we didn't. They had to feel good, and I feel like they did the same thing here because a lot of developers had a lot of say about what they wanted in this controller, and what do they want? They wanted that haptic feedback.
The biggest thing, they really liked the feedback of the Xbox One.
Yeah,
and so. PlayStation obviously incorporated in the controller, but if you also, to me, this looks like a PS4 meets a Duke.
A little bit. But I mean, I don't think it's as big as a Duke. But it almost
looks
has...
as big in the pictures. It looks as big as a Duke. All right, like so. Let's. I got a Duke right here. Hold on.
You got Duke?
I think I got a Duke. Hold on.
You have an OG Duke?
I don't know.
Or do you have a Slim?
I got a Slim. I got a Slim. It's a Slim.
Yeah, it's a Slim.
So it looks, the biggest thing to me is this face here, it's not very good lighting right there, but it seems that it's going to be really wide. And that's the only issue that I will have. I might have another. I thought I had a dude, but I don't. I got to throw that shit back.
So guess where, you know, I mean, I really don't have anything else to say. We didn't learn a release date. We don't know price for PS5. I just got rid of the look.
None of that.
So I assume that's coming up very soon because it's going to release in. It's going to be November. I mean, come on. Let's be real. It'll be November.
Here's the thing. It has to be November. It has to be November because what did NBA, what did 2K say?
Fall.
It says fall. Holiday.
Well, 2K
it said holiday.
2K said fall. Fall 2020.
I challenge you. I am challenging you.
Don't do it.
Right here. Right now. I'm challenging.
Don't do it.
It's a challenge.
Uh-oh. Challenge accepted.
You said it's challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
Poor Mike. We hardly knew you. You just got back. When's it coming out, Mike?
Okay, so actually, wait a minute. Why did it go PG?
I'm watching the trailer right now for NBA 2K. And guess what it says?
Fall. Fuck you. Which one said Holiday 2020? One of these games said Holiday 2020.
Spider-Man said Holiday 2020. There's a couple others that did. Do I have my list still? My list. Sackboy? Sackboy 2020? I bet Sackboy would be a launch date. Oddworld. Bugsnax. I bet Bugsnax will be a release as well. Deathloop is coming out this year.
Anywho. That's all I got.
Yeah, don't.
I don't like it. I don't like the look. I don't like the white on the black. If they change the color, that is the most radical looking console I've seen.
It is pretty rad.
I just have to say it's that I've owned and looked at. I thought the GameCube was wild because it's only that big. You know, it's not very big.
So we got a quick thing after that. I mean, that's pretty much all we have. I'm super pumped and I'm excited and I'm gonna start saving money. For PS5. But Mike, today it was leaked and officially revealed. Star Wars Squadrons going to be having a reveal thing on Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. That puts it at like noon, so we'll be at work. So there's a new game, and the official artwork and wording on the post and social media is Pilots Wanted. Tune in for the official reveal trailer of Star Wars Squadrons this Monday. Of course, this episode will be out by then, I think, because I'm going to launch it. Man, this episode will come out this week. We get two episodes in 1 week. I can't believe it. It's crazy. Two for the price of none. Because it's free. But, dude, if this is like a legit, like, return to like Rogue Squadron type game, but you get to play as both Empire and Rebellion.
Do you want me to give my full speculation on what I think it is?
What?
Since it says Squadrons, Pilots Wanted, I believe it's going to be a Star Wars Battlefront style, but only flight, and you'll be fighting each other.
I hope it's a little bit more...
That's my official...
I guarantee there's going to be online mode. Let me just say, I hope it plays better than Battlefront as far as like piloting. I hope they actually take their time.
I enjoy the piloting. That's about the only thing I was good at in that game. Like, I could do pretty good in the killing and stuff, like the soldiers, but the second I got a freaking TIE fighter, I did some badass shit with a TIE fighter that I could never do again.
Some badass shit with TIE fighter?
Well, that freaking the salt mines. I was flying in, coming down. And I got a little squirrely, and it was getting shot at, so I flipped it sideways because I hit the wrong button. And I actually literally was about that far off the ground, and I was just mowing down people. It was like a straight, like I mowed people, flew back up, and I was like, okay. So I ended up crashing into the pillar, but it was still like, if that was legit, I looked like a badass pilot. But it wasn't legit. It was a fluke. I was never able to recreate it again.
There you go. I'm excited to see what things have in store for us on Monday. And that's all I have for that. But the next one, I didn't tell you about. Well, I kind of did. We're hyping it up. Because today, Mike, reviews are out for Last of Us Part 2.
I don't want to know. I've seen what I need to see. I've seen that people have said that it's a great game. It's exactly like the other one. It's great. But they want more. It's the only complaint. I don't want to know anymore. I'm staring you down now.
So you don't want to know what the score is, the Metascore?
Yes.
96.
It's not a 10.
There are 82 positive reviews and 3 mixed and 0 negative.
I can deal with that. 96. I mean, you're never going to recreate your first IP 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally people were just blown away by what it was. Okay. So to say that their next one's going to be a 10, people know what to expect. So then they're wanting.
Are you? So
yeah, I'm done.
Last of Us Part 2 is the highest rated game on Metacritic of this year. IGN gave it 100 because they don't do out of 10 anymore. They go out of 1 to 100. So they gave it, like the old school 10, they gave it a 10.
So what does Metacritic have for Last of Us Part 1?
I'll look it up right now.
I don't think it was a 10.
Metacritic as an average. Okay, so Last of Us was at a 95.
Okay, obviously you did better. So,
okay, so this morning when I left for work, I was really disappointed that you were not fucking work today because I got out of my car. I'm like, what a motherfucker, he called in. He called in because you know what I listened to this morning? I listened to a review. I listened to Happy Console Gamer's review. I really like listening to him because he's a YouTuber. He's not a journalist. He has no tie to anybody. He gives his honest opinion. If he doesn't like something, he tells you he doesn't like it. And he told that he was spoiled, just like I kind of was. And he was not happy with the spoilers. He goes, I don't want to play this game now. Him and his wife were talking, like, they were so disappointed. They were like, my God, like, I do not want to play this game now. This, like, this sucked all the life out of, he loved the first game. And he's like, and then he got the review copy. He goes, all right, I'll try. And then he goes, I'm so mad because I almost didn't play this game. And now I just played the best game of this year. He goes, this is game of the year territory. And
it's what's crazy about this year. This year is packed mm-hmm. with some game of the year quality.
So he said, the spoilers here. Scope of the game here. I read the comicbook.com review. They gave it a 5 out of 5. And they said, if you've ever watched a show or if you've ever watched a movie or played a game or read a book that tugged on your heartstrings, imagine replacing the word tugged with ripped apart. And that's what this game does to you emotionally.
Ready. I'm ready.
Mike, I already asked you before we started recording. And you're going to be back here on the show when we decide to talk about this. I don't know when. The game comes out in 1 week as we record this. We're recording this on the 12th.
Over shutdown. Sometime over shutdown for sure.
That's kind of what I'm thinking because I might have the game beat by the time we come back to work on Monday. I don't know. I'm going to be playing it.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
It's a 20 to 30 hour game, so I may not. But I can't get my damn calendar to load. I don't know why it won't load. But I got it right here.
Put it on your phone.
Shut up.
You shut up. I don't even have a calendar on my phone.
Love you.
I love you too.
So, like, we'll be back to work on that 1 week. And then we'll be on shutdown the following week. I have an eye appointment on the Wednesday, the 1st. So, quite literally, tell me a day. It's all up to you.
Let me download Google Calendar right quick. Brand new phone, by the way. Brand new phone.
Yep, got a new phone. But Mike, I started listening to Kind of Funny Games Cast. Greg Miller's on there. Of course, he's co-founder of Kind of Funny. He's former head.
I do have it. I just don't have it in the right place.
He's a former head editor of the PlayStation section at IGN. And he loved The Last of Us.
When is your eye appointment?
On the 1st. At like 1 something.
Okay, so from the 5th, 6th, 7th, I'll be out of town.
Okay, so anytime, like, so we can do it on the 2nd or 3rd?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, we'll just shoot for that then. Okay. So, quite literally, what we could do is shoot for maybe the 2nd, and then we could release it the next day, as in, that way we can have a full spoiler discussion 2 weeks after the game has come out. That way, we're not spoiling the game for everybody who have a chance to play it. By that, you have 2 weeks to play it, and we'll have our discussion thing up.
Are we going to keep our mouths shut to each other?
Probably not. That's going to be difficult, because if we're really enjoying it, or you know, really into it, we won't be working together, so that'll be that plus. And if you want, I won't sit with you at lunch.
I want you to sit with me at lunch.
Well, I mean, I will. I mean, you know, I was just kind of saying, like, we don't have.
I am kind of sick of the only two people to a table crap.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But hey, social distance. We got to be safe because we actually did have somebody at work is out because. Was exposed. I didn't know that till today.
We have two.
Yeah.
Two. So, one of them's on our line, one of them's on the other one.
Right. Well, just gotta be careful. You know, that's the times we live in. But I'm super pumped for this game. Greg Miller, as I was saying, I want to say this before we get off air. He has ties to Sony. He's really good friends with Shuhei Yoshida. You know, like. So it's like he's literally had him over for dinner at his apartment. So a lot of people might call him a shill. He used to be the host of Podcast Beyond, which was the number one video game podcast on the planet. Now he's the host, a co-host of PS I Love You XOXO, which is now the number one video game podcast download on the planet. Whatever. He's deep into Sony. What I like about Greg is that if he doesn't like something they're doing, he will say it. He thought they should have pushed the Vita more. He thought that they undersold it, that it's the most underrated piece of hardware they've ever made. I agree with him. He's also will praise them and shout them from the rooftops when they do right. And he said, this is all I will say from him. He said, when I finished The Last of Us, I didn't really know if I wanted or needed a sequel because it was that good. He goes, but we got it. And I played it. And he was spoiled too. He was completely spoiled. And he was upset about it. He goes, it was worth it. I don't throw the word masterpiece around very often. Because, but it's, he goes, don't let those spoilers discourage you because that's in a vacuum. You are going to, this game is a journey.
Yes. And that is the same thing that Troy said.
Yes. Yes.
He said it's an experience. Just play it.
And
even him acting it mm-hmm. and doing the voice acting and then doing, obviously, they have to do some of the physical acting and stuff yes. nowadays as well. Still play the game. It's still set. It had a different feel to it than when he was creating it. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Just so, to be that emotionally
this is the,
well thought out.
This is the analogy that I've kind of come up with. And I was telling this to Blaine today at work. Because I was kind of spoiled for this game. I'm very upset about it. We did an episode about it. And there was a couple of people on YouTube who disliked the video. Or disliked that episode. And I don't know if that's because they are upset about The Last of Us and because I defended it. Or maybe they just saw the thumbnail, which I called The Worst of Us. And thought that I was smashing the game and didn't watch the video. Which, that's kind of BS. Why would you do that? You know, if you, at least find out what we have to say. I was very upset about being spoiled because this is a game that was very important. I was so glad I wasn't spoiled for FF7 because that game went in a direction I wasn't prepared for it to go.
And, nobody was.
And so I was glad I wasn't spoiled. And I was upset about this, but I think about it like this. Imagine the very first time that you're watching Game of Thrones and you start season 3 and someone says, they kill the entire Stark family at the end of season 3. By the way.
Yeah.
Because at that point you're invested in Robb Stark, you're invested in in Catelyn, you're invested in like his war for revenge for his dad. You know, and you're just like, well, that's half the damn cast. What are they gonna do? That's so stupid. So imagine like the reaction, you're like, that doesn't make any sense. What, how could you just kill them all? But then when you watch it and you just get, oh, you get gutted. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then the episode ends with one more for good measure. And you're just like, what did I just watch? And what's going to happen next?
Mm-hmm.
That is part of it because you were part of that journey for all those characters from episode 1 of season 1 to then to get to that point for it to hit you right in the gut. If you knew about it beforehand, you probably would have been disappointed and you might not have watched it. Maybe you would have been excited to see how it plays out. That's kind of where I'm at with this. I know a few things. I wish I didn't, but I got to know how it plays out.
Right.
Because now that I'm seeing all these reviews, there's going to be, this is going to be one of those things where when user reviews are allowed, the people are going to bomb it because they're mad about what they saw online. And meanwhile, every single reputable place that's given out reviews is not all of them are 100s. Let's be honest. There's a couple mixed in there, but most of them are positive, and they're all saying this is the best game that Naughty Dog has ever made on gameplay. During that podcast I was listening to, I got the gameplay gave them shades of Metal Gear Solid 5 for how smooth it was, for moving in and out of combat, for how they did stealth, for all that stuff. It's like it felt like as good as that. And I agree concurrently. Metal Gear Solid 5 had some of the best action, stealth, gameplay I've ever touched. The story, well, it is what it was. There's a reason why MGS 5, in the state that it's in, was getting 10s. And that's because it was like, whoa, this is how this game should be played. I'm super excited for it. It comes out next week. We're going to have it on Friday when we get to
play. No, I waited. Then I bought new phones and was like, I can't afford the big collector's edition when you sent me that message. I mean, I could. I just really I don't have a place. I mean, I have a place in this room. I'm in a big, different
room. I don't have a place for it. I'm getting ready to get my wife's desk back here. And you know how big the corner is. Yes. That's going to go right here in the corner. And it's going to go that way.
Is it going to fit with the door there?
Measured it. It yes. Yes. It should. I hope it does. Anyway.
I measured it. I hope it does.
Yeah, I really do hope it does, because it'll give me a lot more desk space to be able to have stuff set up and do some stuff, and I'll be able to consolidate stuff that's in drawers, stuff in here and there, and around, because I've got like a drawer down here full of crap I don't even use. That's not even like
that's what that table is you see in the back. Yeah. That's my other computer desk that I bought, and then I got Joanna's big corner desk.
What people don't see is that over here, right to my left, is an old nightstand, very, very limited nightstand that has like my Xbox One, my PS4 is here, my SNES is here because I got. Mike, did I ever tell you I got this?
I don't know what this is, so I couldn't tell you yes or no.
RetroTINK 2X. I can plug every system I own into this. Because the green one is component, which I have Xbox. It also doubles as yellow, which is composite. It also does S-video, and it goes HDMI out. So it transfers that into HDMI, which then I can capture it via the Elgato. So every single console I own, every single game I own, other than 3DS, and I can now play and stream.
It's awesome. You actually can with a 3DS.
You have to have a special cord.
I might have it.
Do you think you might have that?
I'm pretty sure that I have the component to plug.
Oh, we will see.
It's right there. So
I know I have the one for the PSP. Done, I'll look. I have the one for the PSP, and I want to try it out. So
I have two. But I'll look and see.
No, cool. Meanwhile, Mike, thank you so much for coming out here and chit-chatting about PS5. What I will say is that they finally made a console that looks like the way that my PS4 sounds. It looks like a damn jet engine.
Yeah.
If anybody goes back to the YouTube channel early on when I was first starting to dabble into streaming or capturing gameplay, I played The Last of Us. And I actually do plan on going back, and after I play Last of Us Part 2, and I'm going to redo both of those runs, right, with my current setup with better audio, video, all that stuff. But you can hear my PS4.
It's funny that we took mine apart, that I got fried, put those components in there that worked, and it still sounds like a jet engine.
Sounds like jet engine, loud
no
as hell.
Matter what. No. It has to be a component issue.
It's something in there because it did it when I was playing FF7, the original, you know, like.
Why are you doing this for literally a graphics that's not even close to being on par to maxing this fucking machine out?
Come on. Oh, man. But thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's always good to have you back on, and can't wait to talk Last of Us with you. And of course, you know, you alluded to it. You might come around a little bit more often when we have time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that possibility.
Awesome. Well, it's always fun
things
to have you.
Things have stabilized, so. Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm very happy. Also, before we get out of here, nice shirt.
Yes. Yes. I know a guy that turned me on to this. Yeah. I don't know who that would be.
We're both wearing one of his shirts. DraculaBite.com, I believe that's the name of the site.
I'm going to alter the camera, so.
Okay.
A warning to those. Maybe I don't have to alter it that much.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Pretty cool designs. He has video game meets metal designs. I've been wearing the shirts. I've got a couple. I turned Mike onto that. I ordered two more shirts with Mike's order. So go check him out. I'm going to turn you his way because they're really cool designs and really good quality. And I can't say enough about them. And they're also pretty affordable.
Bought every Metroid shirt he has, but two, because they're so damn good.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was just looking through. I'm like,
I got the Metal Jesus shirt. I've been rocking Metal Jesus. Metal Jesus is one of the guys that actually got me into collecting because I loved his game room and I loved his, like, I even got like a little record player now. So like, I'm almost, I'm like mini Metal Jesus. Not really, but like, I got my own game room. I got my music set up. It's like,
he'll never be that girl that comes on that he has a special box for that. It's like a foot and a half tall. So her cheeks can be in frame.
He's like 6'5" or whatever.
Yeah, and she's like 5'2", 5'1".
That's so funny. I think her name's Kelsey. You know, he partnered up and got a shirt made. I've got a couple others. Go check out all this stuff on Dracula Bite. Great stuff. And meanwhile,
awesome.
While you're at it, go check out Game Addicts and all the different places, the podcast places of Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Apple, iHeartRadio, and YouTube channel. We have we do YouTube stuff and social media is Game Addicts Play. I think it's about it. Yeah. No, GameAddictsPodcast.com. Yeah, go there. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for downloading and listening. I'm super, I don't want to say the word surprised, but happy and blessed that all you guys are downloading and listening to the show. And it means a lot. It really does, because the only reason why we do this is to have fun and talk about stuff that we love and everything in the gaming world, whether it's new, old, or anything like that. So, Mike, once again, thank you, and I'll be seeing you soon, man.
Yes, and well, technically, and. 48 hours.
Yeah, technically. Yeah. Why you got to just bring me down? It's the weekend now.
See, for me, I got an extra day of the weekend.
Oh, shut up. We'll see you guys later.
I had a day to burn. Shove it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it on a Wednesday, which we wouldn't have ran if I would have done it on Wednesday.
No.
So I was nice.
You're right.
Yeah.
Until next time, I've been Brando. He's been Mike.
I've been Mike.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time. Later on, guys. Game on.